Lord, thank you that your word says that you set us free, and whoever the Son has set free is free indeed. Thank you that there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Let's read the word together again. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up.
Has not my hand made all these things, and so they came into being, declares the Lord. This is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit, and trembles at my word. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation.
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
I can't help thinking about the shepherds who came looking for him that night. I just imagine that when they finally found that stable, when they looked in and saw Jesus there, just like the angel had said, they must have gotten down on their knees in front of that manger and worshiped, just as if it had been a throne. God reveals his glory in so many ways. Sometimes it's in a manger. Sometimes it's on a cross. Sometimes it's at an empty tomb.